This Roto Report is brought to you by my man Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Over this past weekend, I had a chance to catch up with a bunch of NFL Hall of Famers at the IX Center as they were out there for the Hall of Fame Fan Fest. And one of the Hall of Famers I caught up with was former Steelers cornerback Rod Woodson. And we talked to Rod about Johnny Manziel and whether or not he thinks he can make it in the NFL, and also what the arch-rival Steelers are in need of in the draft.
Their normal procedures is stick to the board and take the best available athlete on the board. But I really think they need some playmakers on the defense. I think last year, I think Todd Haley kind of took the reins off of Ben, which really helped Ben a great deal. Ben would get to the line of scrimmage and he made his calls. They scored points last year. They're going to have a really good running game. I think the one thing that the Steelers have been missing for quite a while is playmakers on the defensive side. And, Troy is really the only guy that can really get the ball in his hands on a consistent basis. So they got to find somebody on the defensive side that can get to the quarterbacks and either, sack strips or some interceptions to get that offense off the short field. That always helps to win football games like that.
Johnny Manziel is a hot topic. From a corner's position or a safety's position, what kind of problems would he present as that scrambling Fran Tarkenton type quarterback?
Well, those quarterbacks have always been in existence. It's just so funny that Johnny Manziel just elevated the conversation even more. But, Randall Cunningham did that already when I came in the league. I think with those type of quarterbacks, the problem that they really give to the defense is that once they do get out of the pocket, you have to plaster your coverage. You can't come and try to help out until he crosses the line of scrimmage. And sometimes when you're far away, it's hard to see where the line of scrimmage is at. So, that's the biggest problem it causes, because when you get this one of the athletic quarterbacks that can get out of the pocket and cause a lot of things with his feet and get first downs with his feet, it makes sometimes defensive backs and linebackers a little uncomfortable in space like that.
Is it important then to set the edge and make sure you keep him in the pocket and force him to throw from there, as opposed to maybe getting outside and making the big play that he's known for?
Well, yeah. But when you look at what he's done, unless he proves that he can do that in the National Football League on a consistent basis, you want to keep guys in the pocket just for the fact that you know where he's going to be at. But if a guy's going to take one read and then get out of the pocket, that helps the defense. He's not going to go through his progression at all. He's going to see his first read and then get out. If you can get him to do that, that speeds up the process for us as a defender. I think that's good. But at the end of the day, you love to keep a guy in the pocket. But if he's a pocket passer like a Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, you want to move his mark.
Right. So basically it comes down to whatever his strength is, you want to try and take that away from him and make him feel uncomfortable back there?
You want him to do the opposite of what he's really good at.
How different was it facing a quarterback like that playing safety versus corner? You did both, and you're a Hall of Famer, so who better to ask?
Well, I think, at corner, it's more, you have more man eyes. You got a receiver in front of me. I normally just got one guy in my area. I'm going to plaster that guy. At safety, you got to see the bigger picture, because you can have shallow crossers, you can have deep crossers. You just never really know. You can have somebody that just leaks out at the last second. So your eyes have to be more zone conscious, where you see the whole field. I think that's probably the biggest challenge of playing safety to corner.
And last thing, Rod, do you try and confuse the hell out of them at the line of scrimmage by showing them one thing, dropping into something else? Is that the game within the game?
Well, you try to do that to any quarterback.
Okay.
You try to do that to Peyton. It's hard to do that with some of the really good quarterbacks. But what you do throughout the different weeks, you try to change that up. So, you try to know the weaknesses of your defense. They're going to try to take advantage of the weaknesses of your defense, because they know what a single high defense looks like. They know what a two deep defense looks like. They know where the weaknesses are, especially the good quarterbacks. And you try to take advantage of that.
Hope you enjoyed the Roto Report, brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.